And now Alison will tell us what has featured on the latest pages of the evening news this week.
Thank you, Don. We'll start with two letters responding to this week's lead stories. Mervyn Lambert wrote in from Bressingham. He thinks something must change at Norwich City. After the Preston game at Carrow Road, you kindly published my letter in which I pointed out that the away team displayed more fight, commitment and passing ability together with strong running off the ball. At the game on Saturday, November the 12th, Middlesbrough came and exhibited the same commitment and desire, taking all the points with 57% of the possession. And one must ask, given that Norwich have taken just 8 points from the last 8 games since the dismal showing at the Preston game to the same dismal performance against Middlesbrough, both at home, what has changed? The fact is, sacking Daniel Farke and replacing him with Dean Smith was a massive mistake by those in charge, for they wasted money to sign players not capable of securing Premiership survival, then sacked him in an attempt to blame him for their own failures when relegation became obvious. What is their plan B now? Or is it more of the same?
We heard earlier about the anger over drivers' failure to observe the new prohibitions on Exchange Street. Stephanie Huntley wrote in from Wyndham to applaud the protester who tried to stop the traffic there. How dare Norfolk Constabulary allegedly threaten to arrest Lucy Hall for her stance on Exchange Street just because she was lawfully using the pedestrianised street in the way it was intended? Surely our constabulary should be more concerned with those who are breaking the law, namely the motorists chancing their luck by illegally driving along this pedestrianised zone. Did they take details of those driving with a view to prosecutions? I suspect not.
You may have heard last week that Norwich was named by CNN as one of the most underrated places to visit in Europe. There were many reactions from evening news readers. Luke was surprised. Yet it was voted the least happy place to live in Norfolk. Jay Readings was also clearly unsympathetic. Shame all the shops are empty and roads closed off to make cycle lanes and bus stops not fit for purpose. Blocked drains from leaves, etc., making roads flood. And to top it off, more traffic lights than Blackpool lights. So was UK Solar. All you've got here is unused cycle lanes and nowhere to park, or you get fined. Nicholas Short was only a bit more supportive of CNN. I would say it's better than King's Lynn. However, Donald Clark loves Norwich. It's a wonderful place. Go to other cities and make a proper comparison. I, for one, love Norwich. It does have a special atmosphere, and the new and old buildings blend together beautifully. But Josh did not agree with Donald Clark. It's a great place to come if you love roadworks, road closures and diversions. But there were many who did support Norwich. Lloyd Chalk moved here from King's Lynn. Moved up from Lynn. The city is beautiful, lovely old buildings, always some music in the city being played, amazing geek culture up here too. And Joe Sturdy moved here from Essex. Moving from Essex 3 years ago to here, Norwich is an absolute gem of a city. It shouldn't be forgotten in the day-to-day of modern life. Well, some think CNN was right and others have their doubts. But Norwich is where we are, and here is Don with more news from the fine city.